Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Turing.
And Trania.
And what we're going to do tonight, we're going to make you aware of something so very important. Looks like God finally heard me. One of my cosmic code reader sent me a very interesting email, and I got to share it with you. Hi. The title of this email was "The Case for Discussing Spirituality in Schools." Now listen to this. Out of nowhere, in the middle of a class, a 10-year-old little girl called Jessie said, "I believe in reincarnation because it just makes sense." Now she exclaims this in the middle of a lesson that was on anything but reincarnation. Oh my God, if you do not realize that this was a subconscious direct message, a proof of what I have harassed the people that are part of my black list. So here you go, experts. I was right all along. Now, we are the mind experts that are part of my blacklist, wake up to the therapeutic values involving my work, or will they keep silent and refuse to help me still, like they did? I have signed them nonstop, every one of my newsletters, explaining the importance for those children to be fed this cosmic fluid, because this type of kids, this generation, they're not like their peers. They don't get it when it comes to religion. Okay? So, you know, I wonder, you know, if they ever read a single word of the endless chain of news that I send them. But if they did, because I don't believe they're all morons, you know, I think I will start to make more sense to them yet. Okay? The fact is, children need highly spiritual food to regenerate their spirits. Again, religion will not appeal to them, period. Unless you start providing this type of astropsychology, metaphysical, reincarnation, food, science and education are to blame for the future monsters, all those killers they are breeding every single day. I don't know, I just heard somebody speaking, talking about Paroshka. There is no cause for now. So let me keep going here. Remember, I told them that Adam Lanza and all the killers of the past and the future once upon a time were innocent, trustful, beautiful children, okay? Now, had the educational system offered them this type of spiritual food, they would not have turned into monsters and killed all those children. Children killing children? Don't you think something is wrong here? A child needs to learn and assimilate as much as logical and spiritual topics for his spirit to be well-balanced, period. Digesting 2,000 years of rational human evolution through logical study, science, history, algebra, mathematics, name it. It's a must. It's a must for a future. It's a must for this child's success, this career. We understand that. But all children need as much spiritual food to operate well psychically. It's common sense. You cannot separate the physics and the spirit. Now, most of all, the most important thing for a child is to uncover their identity. They want to know who they are, where they come from, and where they're going on both the physical and the spiritual plane. But who is to answer these questions on the spiritual plane? Now, doing so will allow those children to apply their will against the worst of their UCI, or unique celestial identity, and the cosmic code of addictions regulations. Now, adding or removing gun, adding more security is not the way to go. This psychical problem needs to be attended at a spiritual level at a very early age and before puberty, when hormonal produced emotion that runs deep and crazy and wild takes place. Now, you will not stop the next massacre dealing with gun and security. In fact, anyone in the media talking about guns control, they are all a million miles off track. This is a neurotic, psychical problem that needs a spiritual, cosmic fluid to bring the balance and the harmony and bring back the spirit that science has lost. Again, I repeat myself, okay? I believe in reincarnation because it just makes sense. Exclaim a 10-year-old, the name is Jesse, in the middle of a lesson that was on anything but reincarnation. Of course, all my cosmic code reader will have the link to read the case for the discussing spirituality in schools. So I am happy, I am so high, because I actually were breaking the ground to all the experts on my black list. And when they're going to read that, if they read it, maybe I'm going to get help from them and we can start to fix the problem in stopping creating monsters. And I wanted to share that with you before Terania get going and help me in the show.
Well, that was a little surprise there for both of us. Only thing in regards to this is, how do we account for this process where separation of church and state is paramount? That's the only little problem, and I want to get into that in a little bit. But I want to first welcome everyone to another Cosmic Code Radio Show into the second week of the new year already. And today, well, I didn't play Flossy Fish. I was so swamped. Though my husband, he insisted that I should go with him, take a little break. I decided to give him his fair share to catch some this time, since I was the one who caught the last few. So they usually say, you know, when going angling for those gill-bearing aquatic animals, it's sometimes not really fish that they're after, but rather a reflective concentration period. Honey, what do you say about that?
Well, you know, well, you know what? You're always cold anyway. You know, it was absolutely wonderful out there. It was absolutely wonderful. I needed to connect with Mother Earth, took my shoes off, you know, sat there, put my feet in the cold water, walk around. I caught a beautiful trout. I had a blast. I mean, you know, it was just a few hours, but I had a blast connecting with Mother Earth and gathering my thoughts. So I hope you're going to come with me next time, because you did before, and I caught a fish, and you're always better than me in catching fish. Well, anyway, maybe because you believe it.
Well, see, we had a deal, and I wanted him to catch at least one fish today because, like I said, I caught all the others. And he did. He brought that fish home today, so I said, okay, here we go next time around.
And it's going to be
our dinner tonight.
Later. All right. Okay,
so moving along to other things that were, well, there seems to be no monkey business when it comes to Honey Boo Boo's riches. Honey Boo Boo, you know who I'm talking about, 7-year-old Alana Thompson, better known as the Honey Boo Boo, famous for that TLC reality show, Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. I think I said that enough. Well, her mom, June Shannon, exchanges a bit of gossip of her own, and she says it's all going into a trust fund. What exactly are you thinking? If you know who I'm talking about, and you may have been anxious over the 7-year-old that maybe she doesn't have the first rank in order of monetary recommendations, in consideration of the program right now that has the highest ratings, then you apparently haven't given any ears to that Southern hospitality type of fashion when it comes to sound judgment. Now, y'all know I'm from Texas, so. Mm-hmm. Now, this family mother in charge, give her a break now, June Shannon, along with her 3 firstborn female siblings and grandma, she's also grandma of baby Caitlin, and that belongs to her other older daughter, she says she's not taking this cash and spending on a rampage. Now, we've seen this occurring through the long life of child actors and their families. Rather than that, she says, the bills, and we're talking in amounts of $20,000 a scene for all in the family. Well, $20,000 a scene. Well, it's going directly into an arrangement to provide sustained benefits for the kids when they turn 21, and they will own the key. Now, her husband, he's taking care of the rest of the bills, Mike Sugarbear Thompson, and he's in construction. But June says, I want my kids to look back and say, Mama played it smart, not like those other reality TV people. Now, under certain conditions, held aside for doctor and education emergencies, so far the only high valuable luxury item that she bought was a 2005 SUV, so no Range Rover for her or Mercedes, and she says, I'll drive one if someone else pays for it. Never gonna live above my means. Well, holler for a dollar, but really, folks, where are the rest of our bucks going? And taking it on to the next piece is about that American rapper Shawty Low. I don't know if you guys know who he is, but he is Carlos Walker from Atlanta, Georgia. And he's been in the business a long time. He's been bringing about his series lately, aiming attention at 10 baby mamas and their 11 children. You probably realized it was only a matter of time, right, folks? Well, we certainly did. And it will be on the main network of Oxygen, if you're into that. Well, this is definitely craziness at work right now. This is what's going to be driving the world for a while. When you turn on your TVs, for example, I'm sure you've seen it, Sister Wives. The ladies who among one another have a lot of social difficulty, and each even has a pet name. Ekria 29, First Lady's baby mama. She handles all of Shorty Lowe's banking business. She was actually committed to him at one point after he already had 3 other children. Then you got Angela, 32, the fighter baby mama. Amanda, 34, the jealous baby mama. Sue Wan, 36, the wannabe boogie baby mama. Tamara, the no-drama baby mama. Serena, shady baby mama. Liana, also known as Pebbles baby mama from hell. Shawty is only 36 and his girlfriend 19 right now. And she seems so confused. I mean, she met Lowe when he only had 10 kids. And she's 1 year younger than his oldest child, but age ain't got nothing to do with it, guys. Seems like everybody on this list of roles need a good old, well, okay, I'll be nice. Refreshing to the senses. Most of these kids don't even share his last name, and not all of his baby's mamas are in the presentation. Guess they woke up. Well, Lou, mental experts, talking heads, what do you have to say?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's the message that's been sent out there. If you're a rapper, then obviously you are definitely into drugs. That's what he admitted. I heard on the radio that he did admit that he made a lot of money because he was selling drugs. So what the message is sending out there is that if you're a rapper, you could sell drugs, you would end up with 10 or 11 women and 10, 11 kids, and you don't have to get married. My gosh, what's going on? Then you have this little, beautiful, innocent little child, which is just being a child. What's going on? It takes $100,000 minimum to have any reality show. But as I said, you know, the reason why these people are very successful is because the people that watch them are just born morons. That's all there is. You would have to pay me a fortune to watch any of this program to watch a little girl being a little girl, being funny, being whatever. What is it that you're going to learn? Why the human mind has not yet gotten gear and understand that by being entertained, you're being manipulated by the Illuminati not to ask the right question, not to listen and watch the right reality show that would upgrade yourself to a much higher level of perception. You know, and you wonder why the extraterrestrials are not dealing with people like that. I don't know how many of you have read my newsletters, but in one of them that I wrote, it's called Are You a Chosen One? If you were an extraterrestrial, and you're going to pick the best of the best of the product you have put on Earth, I don't think you're going to get any one of these losers. That's basically what it is. And it's not surprising that I've been myself literally a RAS sensor. I was 6 or 7 years old by these extraterrestrials, doing things in my mind. My experiences are absolutely incredible. And again, as I say so many times, incredible experiences with incredible people that have incredible wisdom to share. The point of the matter here, this world is made of 99.09% of morons, and you now listening to me are part of the minuscule, insignificant minority of the born smart, curious people that would rather watch me teaching you the cosmic code secret, the superconscious power, or the design of God's faces and tools instead of just wasting your time. But hey, that's where we're at. The stars don't care. The stars, they can make a moron a millionaire. They can make a killer very successful. They can make a crook very, very happy in so many ways. It's just the way the universal system is set. But one thing sure, there is such a thing called karma.
And, you know, as there's so many kids out there, they've got parents that just don't give a rat's tail about their own kids. And all these kids have is, you know, what they see on TV, what they hear, you know, around. And I'm not against certain programs. You know, I'm very open-minded. I like it all. And, you know, at the same time, you know, you got, when you use the definition of spiritual development, you've got all these teachers in certain schools, and they believe that they're already providing experiences of spirituality for their students. Yeah, they've got art, they've got music, they've got nature, they've, you know, they teach certain skills, compassion, empathy, gratitude, whatever, but it's still not enough. And, you know, if a child's identity is afflicted by certain placement of, you know, positions of planetary aspects and whatnot, it's, you know, it's not going to be good for them, and they're going to simply become what, you know, what they see.
You have to be at the right time at the right place.
If they're not aware.
No, of course they're unconscious. They are not cosmic conscious. And again, when I call somebody, I used to call people unconscious, and I got a lot of bad rep by doing this. What I meant all along was you are cosmic unconscious, and that means you did not develop enough cosmic consciousness to understand the importance, if you are a parent, to do the chart of your child. So this way, you will understand that this flux, this spiritual food that you strive for, that you gather from us today, it's a lifeline to you, and your children need it too. So if the parents, if we are converting you into intelligence, into curiosity, into above normal human being that can think and can rationalize and are curious, then chances are your children will benefit from you being smarter than the rest of the Joe Sixpack and Mary Sue out there, you know.
Sally Sue.
Sally Sue, whatever. Yeah, I'm French, so. So the idea is to remember. One of the reasons Tarana and I, we are very successful, is when the people are ready, like tonight, we had this lady, the wonderful lady that called me, and this is part of the rules. As soon as I get a call here, Tarana right away asks for the date of birth, and she brings the program, and I see a UCI right in front of me. And as I was talking to this lady, Tarana passed to me because I knew, making sign, I said, that's a very advanced soul. You need to let me talk to her. So I start to talk to this lady. She was a Pisces Aries, obviously, very, very old soul. And I start to talk to her. I start to make sense to her. And the next thing you know, she signed up for a VIP consultation. You know, again, you know, $700 is a lot of money. I understand that. But, you know, you could pay much more. You could go and pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to get your head back together. So what I'm trying to say is an investment, your investment with me will bring its fruits, because looking at her drawer, I can say that I can point out where the strengths is, where the weakness is, the very specific laws that apply to her personally, and help her to raise her cosmic consciousness. I spoke to her, what, 5 minutes, Geronimo?
About 5.
Well, 5 minutes, yeah. And the next thing you know, she was 100% convinced that I was going to bring her the answers that she's been looking for all her life. Meantime, she's been around, you know. She's not a young lady. She's, what, 45, maybe 50, something like that. Because these are the type of people that, you know, you don't have to bring to the water anymore. They are at that age where they have investigated everything. They've been around. They've seen some psychic. They've been listening to some conferences, talk about God knows what. And then they landed on my website. My website is still down, sorry, but they land on some of the material, or they've been referred to me, and then they give it a shot, they talk to me, the next thing you know, okay, this person signed up for a VIP reading. But what I'm trying to say, what she's going to gain out of this is priceless. But again, that's me to know and the client to find out. And that's where we're at. So it's very, very important to realize that if you enjoy this type of spiritual food, this type of spiritual foods should also be available for your children. And this Scorpius dragon is forcing, literally forcing, all the educated PhD collectors to face the reality, talking about the scientists, that they don't have the answers because they are so disconnected from the spirit. So when you look at it, what I teach should be available in every single college or university. But again, now I have to battle the bull. You know, I consider myself like a matador. Just picture in your brain a matador. I am in the middle of the arena. There is thousands, millions of people around me watching, clapping, having fun, wondering who is going to win. The speedy, intelligent, curious, Aquarius air energy, or the stubborn bull, the scientist, the skeptic, the agnostic, the critical. Those that are the power, the bull, the bank, the money, Marilyn's corporation, the system that is established, who is going to win the battle? Most of the time, the air element, which is me, I'm able to go around the bull faster. I'm able to avoid these horns. I'm able to avoid being gored to death. Okay, and this is why I'm still going after them. But to change the bull's mind, which is very stubborn, it is an enormous, enormous task. And guess what? That little girl, when she mentioned out of nowhere that she would rather learn and believe in reincarnation because it makes sense, maybe the bull's going to say, wait a minute, maybe Dr. Jerry has something. Okay, I don't have to convince you. You're already convinced. If not, you wouldn't be listening to the show, okay? But what I'm trying to say is it's so very important to back me up, because you cannot count on your government. You cannot count on the scientists. You cannot count on the system, which is controlled by the media and which is controlled by the Illuminati, to bring sanity to this world. No, they want you to stay with sports. They want you to stay with, what's the name of that little girl here?
Tiny Boo Boo.
Tiny Boo Boo. They want you to stay with this rapper
and
sexual exposed life. That's where they want you to stay. And then you need to understand that you got to work with me. You got to help me, because there's nobody else out there that does things like I do. And the fact of the matter is, I'm not saying that, you know, there are not people that are as advanced as I am, but yeah, many of them have had, a series of UFO experiences, and I guess they left me with, which is totally incredible. But I am a case. I am a case, and that's why you detected it, and that's why you're with me. And I'm so happy to have you as my universal family here, because this is what Geronimo and I do. We are teaching the world.
And the case for discussing spirituality in schools, can't help but pose a bigger question for that particular issue of more and more questions rather than definite answers, because so many people out there don't know the first step towards even how to approach the subject of spirituality with their kids or with students when kids have so many needs. So, you know, it's not like a third world country or anything here.
Yeah, but at the same time, Tarana, you have to remember, when I represent society as a stubborn bull who doesn't change his mind, he goes in one direction. When you have been taught by your first teachers, by your parents, that the Bible is the only and the right thing to believe, when you remember that the parents of your parents of your parents for the last 2,000 years have been taught, have been offered the same spiritual food, it is extraordinarily difficult to make them think otherwise. And that is why at 63 years old, I'm just beginning to make a mark, because I am, you know, when I send mail to the people on my blacklist, I am like a very concerned parent, which is forcing you, stick your head into this book and study. Don't look at your TV, don't look at your computer, don't look at your game. Look at the book. So by constantly and repetitively sending them letters, by shocking them, by offending them, I can only end up either on the trash, which is most of the time where I end up, or maybe force these people to realize that I'm committed and I'm passionate and open the door to their own curiosity. And this doesn't mean, of course, they're going to help me, because they have the money, they have the power, they have the position of making the changes. And that's why I choose these specific people, and some of my friends are part of that list. But so far, not a single one has emailed me or called me. And but I doubt very much the old morons. You know, I'm sure some of them will start to think the right way.
Well, so many billions of people on this planet, and you just wonder how many of them actually think like us. And moving on to this past Monday night, Piers Morgan show, big CNN personality, you know, Piers Morgan. He had Alex Jones, American, you know him, American talk radio host, actor, filmmaker. Yeah, he got a little bit sloppy with the pro-gun outburst. Pierre remained a little bit unspoken there. And Jones was letting it loose with his anger about everything from President Bush's role in the 9/11 attacks to the danger of mass murder medicines like Prozac and, of course, even issuing with the New World Order. Jones apparently was taking exact exception to Morgan's nationality. It was almost like as if the anchor were clearly doing King George's command, so he says, by taking up the aim of gun authority. And at one point, he made Morgan aware to don't try what your ancestors did before, and presented him with the invite to go fire their weapons together so he too can become an American. And he put Morgan to the question of a plausible glove game and mocking Morgan's English accent. I'll wear the red, white, and blue, and you'll wear your Jolly Roger. And the two-part interview came to an end.
Yeah, well, let me tell you right away. First of all, this took place during the Scorpionic window. And as you know, readers, VIPs, followers, I always said to you, in the eternal battle between emotion and logic, emotion will always win. Do you remember Rush Limbaugh and the word slut? The same scorpionic energy was in effect that night. When the moon is in Scorpio, people become crazy. They can't control their emotions. They just say anything. They become aggressive. But, you know, in the case of Alex Jones, he was born like me in February. So, if he was born in February, that makes him, I mean, in his third house, which is the house of communication, that makes him like Dr. Cherry. That makes him an Aries. Aries was what? Weaponry, aggressivity, honesty, direct speech, combative. That's when I get pissed off, because my French, you're going to get the worst of my third house. I'm going to become very aggressive, because that's the way I am. That's the way I was programmed. And Alex Jones being an Aquarius like Dr. Cherry, you know, it just hacked out his stars on national TV, and it's all stimulated and fueled by that moon in Scorpio that makes emotion going out of order. That's just the way it is. On top of that, he was born with the tail of the dragon in Gemini. Okay, that means, obviously, he's a shadow box. Anytime you have the head or the tail of the dragon in Gemini, you're going to be on the radio anyway. I mean, remember, Art Bell, born in, is a Gemini. George Norrie, born is a Gemini. This guy that works here in Phoenix on KFYI,
Mike Broomhead,
is a Gemini. It doesn't mean he's smart enough to realize that he's under the cosmic cause of addictions, you know, because he's born with a dragon state in Virgo, which is logical, rational, and critical. That's what he does all day long on radio. But he's like Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh is also the tail of the dragon in Virgo. That's why they are fussy, picky, and critical, and perfectionists, and the white supremacists at the heart. But that's just the way it is. That's the stars at work. So what I'm trying to tell you, Alex Jones is a communicator. But with the tail of the dragon in Gemini rules the radio world, he's not exactly lucky. So when he started to let his Neptune or his Mercury in Pisces, which is very imaginative, the amount of uncontrolled imagination is fueled by fears and God knows what, led him to talk about being poisoned by the bank. The 9/11 is something that's produced by the government. See, all these people, when you have Neptune in your chart, there is no reality anymore. You know, you're stuck in your own world of beliefs. You're being into the poisoning energy of Neptune. That's where you become a religious lunatic. That's where you want to escape reality. So when you have Mercury, the planet of communication in the sign of Pisces, you are going to adhere. You're going to sign up for the David Icke conspiracy theory and see lizard everywhere. You know, that's just the way it is. Now, on top of that, Alex John was born with the moon in Libra. Close to the moon, you have Uranus and you have Pluto. The moon in Libra means his emotional response to life is the law. Libra is the law. And that means his drive for the Constitution, the Second Amendment, to bear arms, to, you know, protect his family and the government if he gets out of order. But next to the moon, you have Pluto. You have passion. You have the incredible energy, the Plutonic Scorpionic energy close to his moon. So he wants to hit Piers Morgan right here on the stage. And on top of that now, next to the very, very powerful emotional Pluto, that means business, life or death, now he's got the planet Uranus, which is extraordinarily eccentric. Uranus rules television, and that's where he ends up. The good news is that Alex John was born with the head of the dragon in Sagittarius. And Sagittarius was foreigners. And what is Piers Morgan? A foreigner. And when all this happened, Alex John was in one of his lucky window dates with a foreigner on his dragon's head, making a fool of himself, okay? But at the same time, that propels them into notoriety like he never had before. Nobody heard of Alex Jones, but now that he's been battling with Piers Morgan, the stars have done their job again. So I cannot ask Alex Jones, David Icke, you know, the expert, the government, the teachers to own cosmic consciousness when they don't understand what a dragon is, when the UCI is all about, when they have no understanding or no handling of the cosmic code of addiction. So it is a lost battle unless every one of these people sits with me, like any of my students did, for a full week and 6 or 7 hours a day. There is no way for me that I can have, that I can, no, convert them, but educate them on the reality, the face, and the tools of the Creator, which is distributed through the belt of the Zodiac. So when you look at it, everything that transpires with Alex John is set by his stars. On top of that, being an Aquarius like Dr. Curie, he was also born like Dr. Curie with Jupiter, the planet of luck and expansion that rules his dragon's head, which is very lucky, in the sign of Aquarius, and Aquarius rules television. This is why he was led into television. He's much more lucky into television than the radio world, okay? So so when you look at it, Alex John, the UCI, is a reflection of who he is and where he is right now and where he is going and how he communicates his aggressive third house Aries competitive mind to the world. And that's why, of course, he was chosen by the Illuminati to be on the national stage so that all the people, the morons that are watching him behaving like a clown, like an aggressive lunatic, they think, oh my gosh, we should take the guns away from people like that. All these Texan guys are crazy. They're going to kill us. But again, there is a reason why Alex Jones is out there on the media right now. It is because of his stars and because of the Illuminati. Okay? And so that's an explanation of his psyche.
Now, while Pierre may have been losing the fight on air, he sure didn't want to talk about the Second Amendment either. However, it was afterwards he stated, sometimes it's better to let somebody have the rope they need to tie themselves in knots. Oh, and in case you were wondering about that petition, while Jones was here unleashing on air with me, the White House issued a response saying simply that freedom of expression is a bedrock principle in our democracy. This is to say, it looks like Morgan is going to be on hand to stay.
So, well, you know what, honey? Piers Morgan has his own stars also, and he's a jewel. He has the head and the tail of the dragon, also into the sign of Gemini, Sagittarius. And that's why he's in foreign land, and that's why he's like Dr. Chiri from a foreign country dealing with another job. There is no accident. Only cosmic circumstances not yet heeded, understood, or used by science. Now, let me change gears here. Do you know that during the last SOS window to the world, right here in Phoenix, okay, I think on KFY they were saying that 6 police officers have exchanged fire with criminals, okay? Now, the news were blasted all day long on our local radio station. And even the Sheriff Joe Arpaio was on the air. He was talking about this nasty trend and how lucky one of his police officers right here in Phoenix, actually his name is Peter Christopher Bennett, who was shot 6 times, made it alive. Okay, so they said, oh, well, you know, it's his vest. This is no. Christopher Bennett was born with the head of the dragon in Scorpio, so he's protected. He was at the wrong place, but at the right time. He was right under one of his lucky window date when this happened. Had this happened 2 weeks from now, he'd be dead. But again, what do I know, okay? But basically, what's happening here, what's happening is if the police could understand me, and if all the guys of KFYI, every talking head of KFYI is under my list, okay? My gosh, I gave them the exact date before everything happened. I posted it in every website and say, be careful, SOS, deadly window to the world. I think I gave the date to 6, 7, 8 or something like that. But everything transpired during those days.
Yeah, 5th through the 8th.
Yeah. Everything, this increase of police shooting, the quatrain that I gave out, the keyword that I gave out, are more than obvious. And yet, my work is only pseudoscience. What is he going to take from me? Okay.
Now, let me just say something here in regards to that, Lou. The officer that was called to patrol the area, it was here in our area in Phoenix. It was a man was in the neighborhood. He was in dark clothing on a bicycle carrying a backpack.
Right.
And he stopped. Brandon McCabe was the shooting suspect. Now, despite the orders, the man pulled his backpack off. He took off by foot, so Officer Bennett ordered a foot chase. But then, of course, when apprehended, Brandon McCabe, pulled the gun out and shot him. Now, Brandon McCabe had been in prison from March 2007 to February 2012 for trafficking and stolen property and burglary. So they let him out, knowing his record. They let him out anyway. And now look what happens.
Yeah.
But luckily,
yeah.
Officer Bennett, even though they say the life vest, now that may have been part of it, the main reason, though, was
Yeah, the lucky window date, and because he was born with the head of the dragon in Scorpio, that makes him a born police officer. Now, all these psychologists that are doing the hiring in the police force, they don't know, they have no clue about astro psychology, so they're going to hire a guy who has the tail of the dragon in Scorpio. The next thing you know, this guy, 3 days after joining the force, get killed, or he turns out to be a bad cop, and that costs billions of dollars for the taxpayers. But, I mean, what do I know? All right, let's take this caller here. Let's take this caller. What's her name again? Don was saying earlier that somebody was on the line, and I don't want to make this person wait too long.
It was Peroshka. She was wanting you to do a reading on a deceased person.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sydney Pinchback, I believe.
Yes. Can we have her online, Don?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right. Now, I'd like you to give me your date of birth. Although, I mean, the date of birth of the person that's gone, because that's how I need to channel.
October 3rd, 1942.
Okay. Let me see what I did sex with her. October when?
October 3rd, 1942.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so let me see what I did sex with. Oh, my gosh. It looks like this. She's telling me that she was very close to God. She's now happy because she always was into God. Do you remember that or not?
Oh, definitely. That's 100% truth.
Yeah, she's telling me she was always talking.
It's he, Sydney. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there is no male or female in the spiritual world. Sorry, I should mention that.
Okay.
Spirit doesn't have any gender. Okay, so it's a he, it's a she, doesn't matter. So you correct me, I'm glad. But remember, when you pass over there, you're joining the force. You don't have any gender. You're not a male or female. You become a unit. You become an entity. Okay, so he's telling me that he's also a bit sorry, though, because he's a bit ashamed. He's telling me that he was either drinking or he was not doing the right thing for a long time. And that's why he went close to God, so to speak, and that allowed him to become a better person. Do I make sense?
I'm not sure I understand that. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what he's telling me to tell you. So it may not make sense to you. So let me put it this way.
Well, maybe, he did things. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe when he was younger, he was drinking, or he was smoking, or he was doing bad things. Put it this way.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he went closer to God, so he could become a better person. Let me see. He loved water, but he had fears of water, he's telling me. He loved to go fishing when he was younger. He just spent a lot of time by the water. He was attracted by the water. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I know he was afraid of water. I didn't know if he loved it or not, or fishing. I didn't know him in his younger age, and he didn't talk about that.
No, he tells me that he had something to do with water. He's trying to explain to me where that came from. He loved the water, but he was afraid of the water, so you confirm that. And I don't think he tells me he couldn't swim also. That wasn't one of the reasons. Okay?
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He had a huge heart. He was very, very into himself. He's sorry because he didn't talk to you as much as he should have. Do I make sense again? He says, I would have loved to talk to her. I would have loved to show my feeling. I did, but not enough. And he's a little bit sorry about that.
Yeah.
He tells me that he remember either cooking or food. There is a lot of food around him. What was he doing?
Nothing that I know of.
But you don't remember him cooking or telling you he wants to cook?
Yeah, he cooked at one time in his life a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, he tells me that he wanted to cook and to feed the people around him. And he was very close to his mother. Sometimes he wanted to talk, but he didn't feel like he should. He did not talk as much as he should have. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was very into himself. Okay, let me see. He's telling me the reason why he died, even though that could be anything from any disease, is because the medication that he had a bad reaction to the medication. How did he die?
He had many complications that came from diabetes and kidney failure.
Yeah, yeah. It tells me to tell you that the medication that he took did more damage than good to him. And they make him lose his mind towards the end of his life.
Losing his mind? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was like he was not there anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Now he says, he asked me to ask, if you have anything to tell him or ask him, you need to ask me now. Because it looks like if he's waiting for something from you. So, do you have any questions to ask him?
Does he know how much I cared? And does he still look after me, maybe? Or can he look after me wherever he is?
That's why he wanted to have confirmation, because you're talking to him a lot. He said he's going to come into your dreams. Okay?
He will?
Oh, yeah. That's what he said to me. I can only translate what he's saying to me. He is mad because he did not communicate and spend enough time with you. So now the only way he can do it, it'll be either through your dreams or as a private guardian angel. So what you need to do, you need to email Tarania, and we're going to send you a Kabbalistic cleansing ritual. So that will clean up the environment, clean up the negative energy of low entities that you may have around you, and that would allow you to connect with him on a psychic level. So you have to email Tarania and ask her for the Kabbalistic cleansing ritual. So your dreams and your connection with him would be prophetic and not just imaginative. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And he told me he loved animals too.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he is much closer than what you think. And he's asking you to believe him, because you're thinking of him too much. And you kind of, it's like if you're trying to walk forward and somebody is pulling you by the hair. He's asking me to tell you to let him go into the light, to let him go.
Let him go?
Yeah, you're holding him. Just let him go, you know. And then once he is into the light completely, and that's why I'm sending you the Kabbalistic cleansing ritual, he will be able to act as a very, very powerful guide. Right now, he has one foot into the other world, and he has still a little bit of himself dragged into this dense physical world because your pain, because your love. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do, but I try not to be in pain. Many times I think about the beautiful things that he represented to me.
Yeah. Oh, and yes. Is she saying to you, and he's laughing his head off now, you say, you tell her not to worry, because, you know, you're going to meet him. You're going to meet him again. You're going to go back into the energy as a whole. You're going to be into your energy, into the people you love. When you pass on, you're going in an environment where the enemies, where the people that don't agree with you, don't vibrate like you, they cannot come. It's all a vibrational system. And that energy is packed up together. So you're going to go there. So he's laughing. He says, you know what, don't worry, honey, you will be here with me. Because sometimes he was very direct. You know? He was very, very direct. Okay?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically, just hold on, okay? Do the Kabbalistic cleansing ritual, release him, and when you think about him, if you have pain and suffering, that's what you send him to him. And he doesn't like it. So you
I try not to, just the loneliness causing me, because he was a very, very special person in my life.
I know,
very
sweetheart.
Very special. And too many people.
This is why I am going to send you the Kabbalistic cleansing ritual, so you will be able to clean up all the negative energy. And then once you do that, he's sending you back the energy you sent him. Is like a mirror. You're sending your thoughts. They're reflecting on the universal mirror. They cannot enter this high spiritual energy, so they bounce back. But at the same time, it feels like bullet to him. So you need to correct your thinking process. You need to see him.
I'm not sure I understand, Dr. Tree, because I'm thinking about him, about loving me, missing him sometimes. And
yeah,
I remember when I hear something or drive by somewhere and I remember the nice things.
That's
and because
beautiful.
Of my
yeah.
own loneliness. But I don't think negatively.
No, negative. It's not something that is feelings. It's not thinking. It's feelings. Your feelings have to be uplifting.
Yeah.
They have to be happy. Think of him as a beautiful man that he was. Think of him as somebody that you're going to see him. Imagine dancing with him. The quicker you raise into the light and the happiness, the quicker it's going to connect into the spirit, into the dream realms. Okay? So there's not much you can do right now, because you're still a little bit contaminated by the pain, by the guilt, by the problem, God knows what. So once you get your Kabbalistic cleansing ritual, you're going to feel very different. Just do it when you get it, and everything will be just fine, okay?
I will. Dr. Terry, can I ask you one quick question? The negativity that he feels, I hope it's not toward him, because everything that I feel toward him is beautiful. My negativity comes from my own family around me here, and worrying about them.
Exactly. And it seems to be also problems that you have, like any other human being. It's a mixture of pain, it's a mixture of guilt, it's a mixture of hatred. We are human beings, and we are loaded with emotions, and those emotions can be destructive, not only to you, but to those that are already passed on, because psychically, you may not be able to reach them like you would reach the people that are on Earth, but it feels it, and it doesn't like it, and it bounces back, and you get it back. So, as I said, be positive in every way, even with the people around you, because you allow them. You allow these people to hurt you. Why would you do that? You know better. You are better. You need to make peace with yourself. And in order to do that, you have to own it. So you cannot give the permission to anyone to bother you. What month were you born, by the way?
I beg your pardon? What was your question?
So you were born in May, yes?
May 28, 1945. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, being a Taurus Gemini, so obviously, I can see the depth and how important it is for you to deal with your family positively. But you know what? We are all so different. Every one of your family member has a different set of stars. So they're not going to think, they're not going to behave, they're not going to be creating like you. They are strangers, and that creates a lot of conflict. So be above all that, you know, just be above and apply your will. And as I said, try to for the rest of the years you have ahead of you. You still have plenty of years ahead of you. So you may want to start to train yourself to vibrate at a higher level. Remember, magnets will attract a piece of wood. If you feed evil, if you're negative, that's going to get to your head. That's going to get to your to the atomic structure of your body. You're going to start to decay. You're going to start to get sick. Don't do that. You know, if you keep a positive attitude, you can beat every disease. But people, for some reason, are not trained to psychically use the best of the power that God has granted them. So try to bring yourself to a higher level of light and be a more positive person. Don't allow anybody to make you feel less than beautiful, positive, and spiritual. Do you hear me?
Yes, Dr. Turi, definitely. Definitely. The only thing that I have a hard time with my daughter is killing herself with alcohol and addiction and drugs. And that's
but again,
what's getting
you see, that is terrible. That is terrible. She doesn't regenerate. You know, she's not living a destiny. She is suffering all sorts of psychic energy.
Right.
You know, I think it may be a good idea for your daughter sometime to let me cleanse her. You know, let her have a reading for a birthday or something, and let me start to take care of her and bring her back to the light. Because you know, there's so many people out there that are suffering this dragon, and
yeah.
they need
I
to do
try,
something.
I will try, but she's like almost seems to me beyond me. I personally can't reach her. She will not hear anything. Because I think she feels she knows. I have a feeling she knows everything I'm going to tell her, but she doesn't want to hear it.
Well, you know, you can only take the water to the horse, or the horse to the water. I mean, you don't take the water to the horse. By this, I mean the horse will only drink if he's thirsty and willing.
Right.
So you cannot help her. Maybe she's into her karmic life. But at the same time, even though that she's your daughter, you have to remember, you know, she asked for you. You didn't ask for her. She picked you as a mother. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She needed you. And you don't have to feel guilty or feel bad because of the situation. Okay? There's such a thing as karma.
I'm not. I'm just watching her destroying herself. That's all. That's what's painful for me.
Right. Well, as I said, you know, you need to take care of yourself first. Show the example. Be strong.
Yes.
It's a very tough world, honey. You're in hell, you know. You're not going to go to hell. This is it, okay? And then you have to use all your will. You have to use your education. You have to use all the strengths you were born with to survive. And it can be very difficult, especially if you're lonely, if you don't have love, and in your case, you seem to live in the past, which I understand. But, you know, there is no future in your past. It's gone. It's behind.
Well, I know that.
All right. Okay.
Well, I'll try to talk to my daughter. Maybe she'll get a small reading, and then she'll understand.
Yeah, I'll take care of her. Sometime you just take a little push, and if she takes the rope, I will bring her into the light and help her.
Thank you.
Okay, now, who is next?
Hi, my name is Michelle.
Michelle, what's your date of birth, hon?
I was born July 30th, 1990.
Okay, so you are a moon child.
Okay,
so you are a moon child. You're born in July. So you are under the jurisdiction of the moon. And that means you probably understand the word lunatic, moody, and crabby, eh? All right, so what's the date in July? What date were you born in July?
30th.
So you are the Cancer Leo child, okay.
I'm a Leo, yes.
Yeah, your second house is Leo. You have the tail of the dragon in Leo. So let me tell you what I see with you.
Okay.
Your concern number one is love, romance, and children.
That's interesting.
You're all about receiving and giving love. Okay?
Okay.
The problem is you have had tons of love when you were living in France and Italy, because you have past life in France and Italy, okay?
Okay.
You had plenty love. You had plenty kids. And you were like a princess of some sort. You always had power and money and control over people. And in this lifetime, it looks like if God wants you to use your head, not your heart, and this is why you might have had a lot of problem already with emotions and with love and as a child, even when you were growing up. Do you agree with me or not?
I could agree with you with that.
Yeah, okay. Very emotional, very sensitive. You need to control the ego, because much of the life that you had, you were not a female. You were a guy. That doesn't take anything away from your femininity, okay? That doesn't take anything away from you being a woman or a girl. You understand what I'm saying? But
yeah.
your strength, your independence, your sense of adventure, comes from those male past lives. I see you've got a problem with your mother, though.
I definitely don't.
I see something with your mother. Maybe you're very private. You don't want to talk about. When I said I see something very strong with your mother, are you a good friend with her?
Yes, we're very close.
Okay, all right. There is something very, very strong, and sometimes there is a little bit of argument here, and that's where your eyes start to shoot flames, so to speak. Careful how you handle your mom, okay? Because that brings a lot of guilt later on. But let me see. Do people say you have magnetic eyes?
Sure, yes.
I see your eyes through the phone, yes. And you have very powerful emotions.
I do.
Very powerful. You need to control that. I see last two or three days you went through a lot of upheaval here.
Yeah.
Okay? I know. Okay, so that's where you want to be careful, not to scream, not to be upset, not to be jealous, not to go get out of water, okay? The moon and the stars were against you last two or three days here, but that, you're gonna be over that. All right. Do you use computers?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Good. Anything to do with television? Anything to do with computers? Anything to do with traveling, being original, astrology, UFOs, anything crazy? That's where the universe wants you to go. The universe wants you to learn what it means. Yeah. The universe wants you to learn what it means to be free. The universe wants you to love all the children of the world, not just yours, like you did when you were in France as a queen surrounded with love and children. You never took care of the children of the people that made you such a powerful person. You only took care of your family and your kids and nobody else. In this lifetime, it's the opposite. You have to do something for the children of the world. Do you think you feel this?
Well, that's interesting you say that, because I'm actually pre-med and I've just been... You know, that's, I've been pretty sure about that path of my life, but I was wondering if you saw anything like that for me at all.
Well,
it's
just
been a pretty hard obstacle.
I just cut it all up for you. You meant to do something for the children of the world. You have artistic talent. You're very smart. You're very intuitive. As I said earlier, you have to control the ego a little bit, okay?
I can agree with you there.
Yeah, you're a tough cookie. You could be a tough cookie. And then you're too direct, you know, when you get pissed off, because my friend.
Okay, yes.
You're much too direct. And by doing so, you're upsetting people, you're upsetting your friends, and any time you do that, you lose a wish. Each time you lose a friend, you lose a wish. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see you become alive sometime at night. You're like...
I do.
I can see that. Yeah, you're a night thing. I can see all that with you.
That is true.
Yeah, you just need to be careful, because when you get really emotional and really into yourself, you start to think really, really deep, and you can hurt yourself with your own powers. You have a lot of psychic power that I can see in the chart. And you could sting yourself with it if you're not aware of how to direct it in a constructive way. So you need to begin to understand the depth of your emotions, because you don't trust people, and I understand that. Okay, you're kind of a private person, I understand that too. You go back and forth. But in time of heavy stress, control your tongue and talk to yourself positively. You hear me?
Yeah, definitely.
I see you being very concerned in your career. You're probably going to end up with somebody much older than you that has name and power. You hear me?
Interesting.
Yeah. You would not pick up anybody just like that. You need somebody who has your intensity, your honesty, somebody who has a position that can help you to raise even higher, to fulfill your own mission. Again, your mission is a dedication for the light and for the children of the world. That is your mission. And electronics and television will be around you. Computers, technology, There's all sorts of good things coming your way. At the same time, you have to remember you're born in July. So you really, really should learn and respect the universal laws of the moon. You should watch the whereabouts of the moon. Are you a cosmic coder?
Am I a what? I'm sorry.
Are you into my website with the other student that I have? Are you?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, keep reading the forecast. You know, I do the forecast. I do the moon transits, all that good stuff. Keep reading it, and it's like your horoscope. Every 2 or 3 days, go back there and see what happened to you and check, and you're going to see that the moon regulates your entire destiny. And once you gather that information, there is not much you cannot accomplish. One more thing I got to ask you. Okay, one more thing, and that is something that I see with you. Is there any history or heart problems in your family?
Not that I know of, no.
Good. So you have a positive dragon's tail. That's good news. Okay.
Yes.
So the problem will be more emotional in the affairs of love and romance in your life. But you'll succeed in the long run. Watch the moon, okay?
I will watch the moon. Thank you, Dr. Tori.
Good night, sweetheart. Bye-bye, love. Well.
Well, I wanted to cut in a minute here and just talk about the couple days ago, the two-year anniversary of the Tucson 2011 shooting of then-Representative Gabriel Giffords, where they had bells ringing across Tucson and amid all the heated national debate over the gun control and many people there who've already started giving up their guns.
Oh, my God.
But Gabrielle and her husband are launching this, or they're launching this website for the tirade.
Tarania. My gosh, how can I explain that? First of all, she is a victim of guns. So I understand her motivation. But as I said earlier, adding more guns, more security, more technology, cops in every college, university, is not going to stop the next monster that was created by science, okay, that is created by education to kill kids. But how, I mean, you're talking about a woman that has been educated traditionally. Her husband is a scientist, is an astronaut. Okay, these people are trillion miles, million miles, stars away from understanding the stars, the spiritual values of the stars. Incidentally, her husband being, what is his name again?
Her husband's Kelly?
He's an astronaut, and he went into the stars. Again, on a subconscious level, like a doctor will become a doctor because he has a subconscious fear of death and disease. That's why he wants to become a physician, okay? That's why Dr. Therese is who he is today, because I always wanted to know who the hell I was. And then in the process, I uncover everybody and develop astral psychology. So Kelly is an astronaut, and he always wanted to know the values of the stars. Sad enough, because of the way the system, the educational system is set, he went to do that through the scientific values, which is absolutely not single information whatsoever on the spiritual conception of those stars, so to speak. So the chances for them to comprehend where I'm coming from is zero. Meantime, in one of the newsletters that I wrote a long time ago, I remember, I had hundreds of thousands of people reading my work. And the day the shooting took place in Tucson, sad enough, Dr. Therese went out there and started to read the future. We have lost a congresswoman. Writing this created a monster of animosity. And, of course, Google fired me. I've lost thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that used to read my work because, you know, the emotions always override logic. These people did not understand that I was actually predicting the future, and only a few days ago, she finally removed herself, and we actually have lost the congresswoman. So I was right, but I was wrong because I was dealing with an emotional bull who thought I was trying to make money by tapping on the misfortune of Gabrielle Giffords. They got it completely wrong, and in the process, the evil of ignorance stopped me reaching a lot of the people that could have owned their own salvation and gathered cosmic consciousness. So that is an experience that I am sad about. Okay, but hey, that's just the way it is. All right, we got somebody online too. What's her name? I thought we had somebody online. Okay, what's your name?
Leslie.
Say it again?
Leslie.
Leslie,
L-E-S-L-E-Y.
Okay. I got it, Leslie. Give me your date of birth.
10/30/55.
Okay, so we have a Cuspy Libra Scorpio here.
Yes.
Okay. You know, the typical Libra is a walking library. The typical soul born in October educated himself traditionally. I have a niece which is born in October. She's a doctor. And of course, when it comes to dig with the stars, if she was not on the cusp like you, in other words, if she didn't have the sun in Scorpio, she would never ever understand her uncle. So you have that split between the sign of Libra that wants you to learn the laws of man, which are codified, and that's talking about the religion, that's talking about traditional education, science, and of course the other side of the scale representing psychology or astro-psychology, or you drive to understand the laws and the face and the truth of God. Do I make sense so far or not?
Yes, and I was educated as an architect, but I'm very interested in metaphysical.
Well, that's your Scorpio side. Your Libra wants the traditional, the logical, the rational, the codification of thought, the religious side. Then the Scorpio is the witch or the white medicine woman, the white witch. If you don't like the word witch, I can call you a medicine woman, but it's the same thing. Now, the good news about you is that you're very curious, okay? Yeah. You're that type of person which is very, very curious. Do you listen to the radio or not? You obviously do because you're talking to me, but normally, do you do or not?
Yes, and I've heard you on Coast to Coast.
Oh, I see. Okay, so that confirmed your dragon's head. Now, you were born with the head of the dragon in the third house, like Dr. Cherry. So that means you're a leader of the mind. You're very smart. And Sagittarius is a sign that regulates teaching, college, university, the ninth house of higher learning. That makes you very lucky with foreigners. I'm one of those that will challenge you outside of science and religion. And because you're already preset by your stars to do both, I could become a good teacher to you, put it this way. Have you ever thought of writing books, Leslie?
And I think in the future, I'm working on a project now that involves writing, kind of creative writing.
Yeah, you do, but the point is you need to finish what you start. The tail of the dragon in Gemini is very split. It's kind of an ADD type of sign. I have the same energy than you have, but I have learned to crystallize it. I have learned to focus, and I have to get rid of my intellectual energy every single day by writing endlessly. I mean, at the end of the year, I don't know how many books I wrote. If you put all my newsletters together, I have a big, big book here. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Where does the writing show up?
Oh, my wife just, I swear. Okay, what was your question? I didn't hear you, honey.
How can you, I mean, you asked about writing, but I was just curious where that showed up in the chart.
You have the tail of the dragon in Gemini. Gemini rules writing, talking, communication, radio. Gemini produce Art Bell. Gemini produce George Norrie. Gemini Dragon Set produced Dr. Cherry. Gemini produced all the great writers, photographers, communicators, critical thinkers. So you have the tail of the dragon in this sign, and your lesson is to crystallize your thought, is to discipline yourself, and teach the world. If you discipline yourself and decide to crystallize your thought, you have to write two books at the same time because you're a dual. And you will be allowed by the universe to have your message brought up all the way to the entire world. Your dragon said doesn't want you to do things in a small way. So if you do not understand the power of your own dragon and control the weakness of your dragon, you're going to waste all the blessings that God is promising you through your dragon said in Sagittarius. In fact, you should be living in foreign ground. You don't speak any language?
I learned French.
Well, Sagittarius rules Spain, Portugal, Australia, wide open space. I mean, with your dragon said in Sagittarius, you're very lucky on foreign ground and foreign places. May I ask you a nasty question? May I ask you a nasty question? How many times you've been married?
Yes.
Hello?
I have not been.
You never been married?
Can you hear me? No.
Never been married. Okay. All right. You see, there is a...
Well...
You don't want to be... You don't want to be put in jail, put it this way. The Gemini dragon still wants to remain free at all costs. But it is part of your soul's purpose as a Libra to understand what matrimony is, what justice, what balance, with what is with being with a person is all about. But you're very competitive. You could be impatient sometimes. You could be aggressive when you're being confronted, and that could affect your relationships. But hey, I'm not saying things in a negative way. I'm just pointing out your stars. So if you agree with me and you can correct it, it's good. And if you don't, then I'm wrong.
Yeah, I would like to be. I know I understand myself a lot more, and I think I would have settled for someone that was too different, you know, or not interested in the metaphysical side, which now is really important to me.
You bet. See, being a Scorpio, you regenerate with any form of metaphysical work. And being a Gemini tail, if your partner is not intellectual, you're going to get bored really fast. So you need somebody. They need somebody that can take you all over the place, mentally and physically, and show you a good life. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Also, the other part you were saying about being able to take a message out to the world.
Yeah.
That actually does make sense, and something that I've kind of been working on and off. Has to do with the media project.
Clarify this for me.
Pardon me?
Would you clarify this for me?
Yeah, it has to do with creating original TV programming.
Mm-hmm.
Programming for cable TV.
Well, there's not much you cannot do with this type of chart. The bigger you want to go, the better it'll be. You do have all on your 11th house of wishes and friends. You have the planet Uranus, you have Jupiter, and you have Pluto. This is all affecting the house of wishes and friends, and Uranus obviously rules television. It rules anything that is futuristic. So maybe you can help me to launch my reality show, Cosmic Code with Dr. Cherry.
Yeah.
Think about it. And let's do our partnerships here. All right, sweetheart. Thank you for coming, okay?
That was very interesting. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you, sweetheart. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Taranya.
I wanted to just say a few words here because, while an individual may appreciate the universe, they probably never will get their character, as the emotional side of a person is usually still much farther than any luminary. However, granted that you would like to reach those conditions of euphoria, and who wouldn't, eventually you will need to travel on the outside limits of your psyche, along with any stepping outside any native debates that you're used to. Bring yourself to a resolution within to surrender any urgency that may restrict you and others. the rites that only you must be certified, and of course any rites you feel that you're the grand juror. Those are just a trio of the conditions self-pride can drag you into quite a lot, and this is why it's essential to be receptive of them before they actually pop up. I mean, no one's going to be the way you want them to be. No one's going to be you. We're all different. We're all different, and we all, you know, we all express our UCIs in a different way. I mean, that's what makes up the versatility in the world. That's what makes this world go round, fun and eccentric and interesting. If we were all the same, this world would be boring.
I can challenge that, beautiful wife. I can challenge that in some ways. Do you know why? You and I, we are very similar. That's why we're soulmates, right? We still have our differences. Like, you clean all the time, you know, blaming this on your Saturn in Virgo. And that woman won't go to bed unless everything is spotless. If I put a fork somewhere, and sometimes I do that just to check her up. She goes, before she goes to bed, she goes all around the house. She got to make sure that there is nothing that is not supposed to be there. She remove it. So, in fact, if I offer her, I don't know, 3, 4 or 5, what do you call that?
Vacuum cleaner.
Cleaner.
4 or 5. Was it really 4 or 5?
Yes, since I married you. We have a vacuum cleaner in each room in this house.
We actually do.
She likes to clean. And it's funny because, you know what, when I was single, I was a bad boy. You know, I had the wisdom, I had the know-how, I had the money, and I was a bad boy. And incidentally, the morning after, you know, all these beautiful ladies that I have made, I knew instinctively that they were not married type material. They would not even make the bed, clean around, or do something. They didn't have the domesticity that would click that little light and say, that's it. That is a possibility with that one. Maybe that I could stay with her. Yeah. Well, of course, she was coming out until, of course, I landed on Tirania. And then now that's it. Happily ever after. We have a caller. What's your name, caller?
My name's Carla.
Oh, you're breaking up. Say it again.
My name's Carla.
Okay, Carla. Let's have your date of birth, Carla, please.
It is July 18th, 1957.
Okay, so we have another Cancer. Did you hear what I just said earlier about the previous caller was born in July?
I came in on the end of it.
Oh, you came in the end of it. So I don't want to sound redundant, but all I can tell you is you are on the cusp, which means you're still a Cancer, don't get me wrong, but you also have a stellium in Leo. So I don't want to confuse you. The most important thing that you have to pay attention to is the whereabout of the moon in the belt of the zodiac, because you are a moon child. And the moon being our closest satellite, she's going to affect your psyche. She's going to affect your mood. Again, that's where the word lunatic, moody, and crabby comes from. You were born with the moon in Aries, so you're pretty competitive. You're pretty fast. And when you're being confronted, you could become kind of aggressive now. You know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Yeah, but this doesn't mean anything bad. I'm just pointing out that you could flare up pretty fast. And so if the moon is waning, the moon is full, you're under one of your negative window dates, and you're going to start to flare up, then you're going to create damage in your relationship or even with yourself. That's why you need to learn to control your emotions with that. And you can do that. You could do that. Now, do you have any problems on your shoulder, on your neck? I see something around your neck.
In fact, my whole skeletal system is messed up. I was in a real bad car accident.
Okay, I see something around your neck. That's probably what it is, yes. That must have been pretty tough on you. Looks like you've lost quite a lot in the process, but gain also. But it was a tough situation. Was that Did this happen to some of your friends, or how did the accident? Tell me a little bit about the accident here. What happened to you?
I was rear-ended. The guy hit me. I was going 60 miles an hour, and the guy hit me going about 120 to 140 miles an hour.
Aye. All right. Now, the good news is that you have the head of the dragon in Scorpio. The Scorpio was insurances. It was other people's money. You use corporate endeavors. So the universe wants you to make money with other people's money and with insurances. Do that make sense? Did you get a good deal on that? Did you get
no,
a good insurance?
No, I lost.
Oh, gosh. You lost. This with a dragon's head in Scorpio, you should be a millionaire. Obviously, either you did not pick up the right attorney. You probably picked somebody after the full moon. You did not connect with your own stars. There's a lot of people who are going through so many experiences every day, and they do things when they feel like. Obviously, the accident must have taken place in a bad moon, especially being a Cancer. You're accident prone after the full moon. So you probably have had this accident, and I could trace it if you were to work with me, during one of your unlucky window dates after the waning moon. And then that means you've launched the endeavors of finding the attorney right after the accident on a waning moon. And that led you into a failure, I'll put it this way. But again, you know, when it comes to money, it seems like you have had problems pretty much all your life. Am I correct?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. What did you say about the money?
I said when it comes to money, I see that you have had some problems pretty much all your life.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you have a what I call a congested psyche. Your dragon set is in Scorpio. Scorpio regulates life and death, witchcraft. Scorpio regulates power, supreme wealth. It makes you. And then don't take it the wrong way, it makes you a witch, not a black witch. It makes you a white witch. You have the black witch and you have the white witch. Again, the black witch is somebody who uses the power she was born with, doing voodoo by killing people, by manipulating forces, by using low entities and do damage to other people. Do you understand what's a black witch?
Yeah.
Okay, now you're the white witch. Your stars are set where you're a white witch. A white witch means that you have had, in your past life, dealt with a lot of metaphysical work. You've dealt with medicine. You dealt with the residue of your past life, which is a pure civilization, always involved magic, put it this way. So you have that in you. Now, if you are not aware of the supraconscious, or the location of your dragon's tail, which is plaguing your 11th house of wishes and plans, your dragon's head is going to take your wishes or your fears the same way. Your dragon's head and your subconscious don't rationalize. So if you think I will never have any money, I'm very unlucky, I'm going to get sick, I'm going to have a problem, all this is manipulating cosmic forces that are going to plague your 11th houses of wishes. And the house of wishes, or the 11th house, is a house which is very, very sensitive. It is not a house you want to mess up. You want to clean it at all costs. And you have the tail of the dragon in this house. Do that make sense?
I think so. I'm for some reason, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Well,
I got my phone up as high as it goes.
Don't you worry. I understand this is an important discussion for you and the listeners. Learning about metaphysics here, but this show will be archived, and when it's archived, it's as clear as pure water. So you ain't missing anything. You can always go and listen to it afterwards when Don put it up on the archive, and it'll be all nice and clear for you, okay?
Okay.
So basically, what's happening with you is being cosmic unconscious, and don't take it as classification of negative classification of your intelligence. Being cosmic unconscious is just being part of the 99.09 3/4.5% of the people on this world. Okay, you are not cosmic conscious. You do not understand the values of your UCI. you do not understand what God has, how God designed you, and how to use the power and your gift, your cosmic gift, productively. That's what it means to be cosmic and conscious. Cosmic conscious means that you're aware of the planet, you're aware of your natal and hidden dragon, you're aware of the strengths of your chart, and you make a good use of it. And that leads you to establish emotional, financial, and spiritual stability like Dr. Chiri and Tirania. Okay?
Okay.
So you need to do your homework. Now, the good news is that as I'm speaking to you, you're the head and the tail of the dragon are back to where they were when you were born. So all the way up to February 2014, and since last August 2nd, to be precise, this dragon's going to be forcing you to, hypothetically speaking, die and rebirth your fifth house of love, romance, creativity, speculation, and your 11th house of wishes and friends. Okay? So
okay.
What you're going to do between now and February 2014 in terms of rebirthing yourself psychically, psychically, or in other words, rebuilding your witchcraft residue, the more you're going to work, the more the dragon's going to work on your behalf. When it moves out after 2014, this dragon will affect your home and your career. So the result of all that you're going to do between now and then will become payoff after 2014. Do I make sense?
Yeah.
Now, you could easily do nothing. And if you expect great change doing nothing, then you're going to resemble all the scientists that are looking for a gene by desiccating the brain of all the killers, expecting different results. There is no genes that create a killer. It's all preset into the cosmic code jurisdictions and the distribution of the universal mind interacting with the human psyche at a very, very high, sophisticated level. Does that make sense?
Because I'm having a hard time hearing you, are you saying that if I don't do nothing, bad things will happen to me?
Nope. If you don't do nothing, nothing's going to happen to you. If you want to change your life, you cannot do the same thing that you have done all your life. You have
okay.
to be curious. You have to take chances. You have to educate yourself. Remember, knowledge is power. Ignorance is evil. The more
okay.
you put, the more you invest in yourself, in your spirit, in your education, it's the laws of karma. You're going to get the benefit. That's common sense. I mean, if I start to eat burgers and my wife decides not to take care of me, not giving me my pills and not checking me, I'm going to become a 300 or 400 pound monster and die of a heart attack. Do that make sense?
Yes, you do.
Okay, so you have, if you're not happy where you're at, it's because you do not live your destiny, it's because you don't have cosmic consciousness, it's because you do not know how to read the hieroglyph of your future. I'm using very simple, ridiculous terms that makes Tarania laughing her head off here in silence, but, you know, that's sometimes the only way I can really explain the gravity of the situation. A lot of people don't have a beautiful life. They're struggling. They work for other people. They live their life paycheck by paycheck. $20 is a fortune for them. You will never be rich if you work for someone else. That's the law, first of all. Then the universe has granted you a dragon's head, which is blessings which will always come your way if you ride the head of the dragon. But if you don't have the information, or if you're afraid of getting the information, there ain't going to be no change in your life. As simple as that. Okay?
Okay.
You've got to be practical, logical, and I know you are, sweetheart. All right, thank you for calling, and have a good night.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
So, Tirania.
Yes.
What were you laughing, by the way? You're laughing your head off.
Oh, I was just laughing because...
Oh, you saw me like...
I tell you what, folks. Well, I tell you what, folks. My husband can be as stubborn as a horse when it comes to health. And, you know, I mean, he's good at... Well, we're good at what we do, and he's good at what he does. But, you know, you do have to replenish your body with those certain supplements. You do need to give your body what it loses over time, and that's why we have...
What, you're saying I'm old now?
No.
Are you saying I'm old, 63 years old now? I'm old?
No, as a matter of fact, old is old as gold, and age has nothing to do with it. And something that my husband taught me is you're only half your age, astrologically speaking, because the first part of your life you're asleep, and the rest of your life you become awake. So, you know, I have to give him what he needs that his body has lost over time, and that's what keeps him feeling good and going, and I give him little facial treatments every now and then, when he lets me, of course, before he goes and speaks somewhere. But you guys out there, you know, you should really take better care of yourselves. If you don't take your digestive enzymes before eating meals, your body is unable to break down, you know, all the fats, carbs, and proteins that your body uses to turn into energy, and instead turns it into fat or...
But, Tarana, your husband is born supremely ADHD, which means I have a metabolism as fast as a lightning star. I am always moving. I'm always burning energy. You will never see...
Thanks to me and my supplementation.
Tarana.
I've noticed a difference, too, because when I give him all his vitamins and stuff lately, it's like every single night he'll say, okay, where's my pills? So he knows they feel good. They do something to him.
Basically, if I don't take my pills, I cannot go to bed because you're going to go and grab me and say, it's time for you to eat your pills.
Well,
I don't like to drink my water, put it all over the bed with all the dozens of pills that you get.
Well, I do see a difference in him, folks, and I'm pretty sure a lot of you out there know what I'm talking about.
You know, Tarana, my philosophy is a disease is coming from a blockage. Would it be physical or spiritual? Any disease is coming from a blockage. Now, let's say, for example, you are a plant. You're going to have all the water in the world every single day. No problem. The soil is rich. There's plenty of water. Meantime, you're going to grow very slow and very unhappy because the curtain are blocking the sun. Do that make sense? See, so if I keep blocking the sun to this plant's going to degenerate and then finally die. That's, again, on a very simple metaphor that I use, but this applies from very, very complex disease, including cancer. You know, I had cancer. I bit it,
okay?
I bit the cancer. And then, apart from that, I spent many years in England and I stuffed myself with sausages and pig every single day because that's how it is. My system didn't react to that, and I plugged my gut, and that opened the door to cancer, okay? Basically, the blockage here was that I was not in the south of France eating my regular French food, which would have gone through my gut without any problem, okay? So I was in England, I was going through hell, and I had all sorts of difficulties. Then I came into the United States, and before I could be emotional, financially, and spiritually stable, I went through hell. So being negative every single day, being overworked, God knows what excuse I can find, which are actually facts. It is not like today, and I said to you, honey, I'm going to go fishing.
Okay? You've been asking for weeks.
Yeah, but finally, I jumped into my truck and I went to the lake and I fished, you know. So there was times in the past when I had to work three jobs to pay for my bills. I was like anybody. Like anyway, I did not always drive a hammer. You know what I'm saying? And we are blessed. We have work. We in demand. We have our level of notoriety. We are definitely established on the internet. We have, you know, we're known all over the world. So you're talking about the results since 1991, and the payoff is now, so to speak. But before then, there was so much stress, so much blockage that added together ended up me developing cancer, all right? So the first thing to be healthy is your attitude. You know, it's like there are people, especially those born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces, they're born complaining machine. They complain all the time. They could never find any way, any single day, to have a reason to live and to be happy. They're just born that way. They're swimming downstream. They're going to get stuck into the quicksand of Neptune. They find every excuse to be miserable. Okay? They would not even appreciate the warmth of the sun. Sometimes I go outside in the pool and sit with my dogs in the sun, and I look at everything. I'm listening to the radio, and I look at my hot tub. I look at the thing that I did, and I see my wife walking by. That makes me happy. You know, it's like it's fluid. Everything is moving along. However, we are sad enough, a minority. There is billions of people in this world are struggling. If you and I don't want to work tomorrow, we just don't work. If we want to go on a cruise or anywhere else, we just shut the door, get someone to look after the dogs, and go. If we want to do anything, we have responsibilities, but in other words, we can afford it. We can go. There's a lot of people who can't do that.
That's why sometimes I wonder, really, are Dr. Terry and I even human? Like, are we really like ETs? Because the way we came together, I mean, I don't know if you guys all heard the story, but I wrote it back in 2009 in the Moon Power book. It's just absolutely fascinating. And sometimes I think, you know, is a spaceship just going to come out of the sky and just suck us up and take us to paradise? Because you have to really be extremely, extraordinarily open-minded to be on the level that Dr. Cherry and I are on. Extraordinarily.
And, well, you know, all we do all day long is taking care of people. Would it be a telephone? Would it be an email? Would it be God knows what?
Of emails.
This is what we do, and we are bringing hope. We are bringing reasons. We keep bringing cosmic rules into people's life, and we want to give them the opportunity to reach the level of love, of peace, of happiness, and fulfillment that we have reached. Okay, just looking around the house, looking at all the beautiful artwork that we own, looking at the plants, looking at everything, it feels like you're at home. It gives you a very solid sense of security, a sense of accomplishment. And sad enough, there's a lot of people out there who could do so much better for themselves, but they won't take the chance. They either quit, they are not curious enough, or they're too religious, too skeptical, and of course they're missing the boat. But when you look at it, my mission, which feels sometimes like a curse, is more something that I have learned over the years not to take personally. It's like when you get very long emails or when you get people on the phone that cannot let you go, and I'm looking at you, and I said, okay, it's time to save her. So I jump in because Tiranya has such a big heart. That sometimes she doesn't stand for herself. She doesn't realize that people regenerate when she starts to talk, teach, or introduce people to their stars. And you know, sometimes I said to her, Tiranya, you know, you can't degenerate that much. You have to learn to stand for yourself and to say no, to say I'm busy, or, you know, maybe you should talk to my husband. So I'm watching her. I'm watching her to make sure she doesn't get extenuated and sucked up into people that are so desperate for spiritual regeneration. So I want to make sure that she keeps the sanity, because sometimes, you know, when we get really, really busy, it takes a toll on her, and I know it's time for me to take her to the lake, take the boat and go to the lake, or take her to a road trip or via Vegas or some places. So I know when the temperature is a little bit too high, I know it's time for me to remove her and let her regenerate.
And I could say the same thing for my beautiful husband, because he's having the toe of the dragon in Libra, and Libra's all about balance. He tends to, and of course the opposite of Libra is Aries, his head of the dragon's in Aries, so he fights really, really hard every single day. And sometimes I feel like he's a little bit overfighting, and he's going to get knocked out in the ring, and then I'm going to have to be here to pick him up and give him that push again just to go back out there with me some places. And it really can hurt me sometimes to see him overworking it and pushing it to the limit too, because he has such a big heart. So we're like, well, that's what makes us such a great team.
Yes, yes, my baby. But, you know, the idea is to realize that you and I were brought together by the higher order, okay? Once upon a time, when I was not in your life, Tarania, you made a wish. You spiritually, psychically, you made a wish, and the superconscious or God heard your prayer, and the peon was set up in a way that you will get into the road that would lead you to become Mrs. Turing and to operate, in astral psychology at my level. Because, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, you got to be a tough woman to be with me. Yeah. Tarania is the toughest woman I have ever met in my life, because there are times where my Aries dragon said it's too impatient. Don't give it time to breathe or to move. I'm always in a hurry. I'm like turbocharged, you know, light speed. And Tarania is just the opposite. So she cools me down, and she has learned to accommodate me as much as I can accommodate her. She's teaching me to be more patient, to be more maybe not loving, because I'm a loving guy, but she is teaching me patience. Something nobody has ever been able to do, but it seems to work with her. So, she's a tough one.
And he's an Aries head again, and I'm an Aries. So, that's like two rams.
Yeah, but we don't butt
heads. We really don't. We never do. And if we do butt our heads,
it's just
a minute.
Yeah.
We always come back, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has their ups and downs.
You know, the worst thing you can do is when you have you get into a disagreement with somebody, and then the next thing you know, this person is giving you a life misery for days or weeks at a time. this is I couldn't be that constipated that long. No way. I just could not just pass the door knowing that she's unhappy, something is comfortable, the balance is not around, that she could not do it. I just can't do it. I have to make sure everything is smooth, everything is in the clear, everything is beautiful, because that's the way this family runs.
That's the way we run.
Okay. And now and then she talks about children, but first of all, I'm 63 years old. I'm 63 years old, so I'm a little bit too old for that. I already have kids. Maybe a little bit selfish, because maybe Tarania wanted to be a mother, but you know, when you look at it, I'm not that confident of bringing a child into this world.
No, and as a matter of fact, the more I used to think about it, the babies grow on you. They don't stay small.
No.
If they stayed small, that would be different. But they get big, and then that's where you run into problems.
Yeah,
and you know what?
If you have a different UTI.
Yeah, and you know what? No, I want to be able to travel and enjoy life with my husband. He is my big baby. Oh, he is my big baby. All right.
Nobody's going to take my place, okay?
That's right.
All right.
And then I have the outdoor cat, Blacko, and then we have our two dogs. Oh, my gosh. And then I have the world. So it's like I have kids already all over the place, you know? So I just like that feeling of just being able to, when I'm around them, give them love and help them out and take care of them. But I couldn't make that my daily life. I just couldn't.
Again, you know what? We never say never. You can never say never.
If we win the lottery, maybe.
That's my phrase.
We have a personal trainer and a nanny and all that good stuff, you know.
So we can work.
Yeah, but no.
We are so dedicated to the world that I don't know. I don't know if it would be possible to, I need 150%. I need her attention. I need your attention 150% a day, a minute, so to speak, and so do you. With the type of work that we do, we have to have a 150% commitment to all the people. We got thousands of people that have expectations, and then plus the clients, students, all the good things that we do. So I think this sense of freedom is a must in order to serve our babies, which are you when you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if you're 85 years old, you're still my child, because if you're 85 years old and you're still behind in terms of cosmic consciousness, you're a spiritual child to us, and we have to attend you. And then when you have a hundred of thousands of millions of people to attend every single day, you don't have much time for yourself, you don't have much time for your other child, and I can barely cope but taking care of my own dogs, because all the work that I have to do every single day.
And they're such big dogs. I mean, he has much more experience to manhandle them than I do, because they're so, you know, they're rough. They like to play hard, and they're like boys.
But you have
boys will be boys, dogs will be dogs.
You have a Rottweiler, and you have a Doberman, and they're a monster. They're big guys.
Guard dogs, I like to call them, because they do their job well.
Oh,
and of course, you know, I'm very, very feminine, although I don't get a lot of the time that I'd like to like doll myself up, and, you know, because I'm so busy all the time. But on occasion I do, and then when I have my free time, you know, or I like to just hang with my cat.
Well, the cat
sleep. I like to sleep a lot.
He comes to you and sleep with you.
Yes.
And
I don't like to watch a lot of those reality shows either. I'll be honest with you, I do watch some when I'm on my treadmill, like late at night. Mm-hmm. Just because there's so much other bad stuff on TV these days, at least keeping up with Kardashians or Chelsea lately is a little bit more positive.
Yeah, because, you know, I cannot watch a movie with Jeranya. If there is blood or if there is somebody crying, dying, she cries and she dies with them. I mean, that's a Mercury in Pisces. She is into the movie. So I said to her, look, we got 4 television in this house. Go in any of the room and go and watch anything else. Get away from me, because she's crying. She's actually crying. Her eyes out. And then I'm laughing my head off, and then I upset her when I do that. So she's much too sensitive. So I'm glad she goes into this whatever that keeps her mind going, as long as she doesn't get over emotional and discharge herself negatively. So,
ladies, I'm up for Fashion Police or E! News.
Yeah.
That's what I'm into more.
Yeah, I'm more into. I relax my mind by watching the Discovery Channel, animals.
Yeah, penguins are my favorite.
Yeah,
I love the penguins.
That, you know, there is no rap music in this family. There is no crazy reality show. You won't see me watching that.
And I'll have to say too, though, I like a versatility of music. I like it all, to be honest, and I listen to it, you know, depending on my mood. But I don't live by it. Like, I don't make a routine and do bad things or anything.
No. If I want the music, I just go in my room and switch on my keyboards and play my music for my wife. And
same here.
And she comes and she hugs me and she says, I love you, and she cries.
And I'm over here at my station with my headset on, and I'm listening to, you know, all the top artists just for fun. And I do this while I'm writing, you guys, while I'm writing all my newsletters or answering people. It keeps me motivated, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm listening to very, very soft New Age music with no words. And very deep and very mystical. I can listen to the same type of music over and over again when I write. It stimulates my imagination. I channel better. And this way I don't hear anything.
Yeah, I like that type of music too, though. That spiritual new age.
All right. Well, guys, looks like if we are coming up at the end of this 2 hours Cosmic Cut radio show. I'll be on the air again tomorrow night on another show. I believe my website, drcherry.com, should be finally up and running soon, because I'm lost. When I write newsletters, I like to offer links so that people can click on those links, or at least they should, and that helps them to understand a little bit more what I'm talking about. So hopefully drcherry.com will be up and running very soon, hopefully tomorrow. And if that is the case, if you're not a cosmic coder, then you can tune in tomorrow night to another radio show that I have, where we're going to be talking about all sorts of things.
Actually, that's on Friday.
Not tomorrow night?
No, it's the it's the Bob Charles Radio Show.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Am I glad I have a wife that is organizing everything?
And we will be posting that probably tomorrow. But I do have a little bit of information here. It is from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Give the link.
And it is a one-hour show.
What's the name of the show?
And it is going to be the Bob Charles Show, which... he has not yet sent me a link.
Direct link. Okay, well, so it'll be on the website tomorrow. All right, we come at the end of the show. Everybody, thank you so much. Have a good night, and God bless all of you.
Good night, guys. Tonight was a little bit of everything, and you got to know a little bit more about the Cherries, too. We love you. Email us if you need us. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.